In a Dry Season by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson and Anna Massey.
August 1967. It was the summer of love, and I had just buried my husband when I first went back to see the reservoir that had flooded my childhood village. I made the journey only a few months after Ronald and I had returned from one of our long spells abroad. Ronald had suited me well. He was a decent man, quite willing to accept that our marriage was one of convenience. He saw me as an asset in his diplomatic career, and I wanted to be as far away from England as possible. And he'd left me a tidy sum of money, enough at least to live on and to buy myself a new Triumph sports car, a red one, with a radio. And so, singing along with All You Need Is Love and listening to the news bulletins about Joe Orton's murder, I headed back to Hobbs End for the first time in over 20 years. After I left the main road outside Skipton, I don't think I saw another car. It was one of those perfect summer days when the air smells sweet with the perfume of cut grass and wild flowers. Berries shone like polished garnets on the rowan trees. Tiewits soared over the meadows, and sheep bleated from the far dale sides. The lane stopped at the edge of the woods, so I had to get out and walk along a crooked dirt path until at last I stood on the edge of the reservoir. The water's surface was utterly still. When I had lived there, Hobbs End had been a village in a valley. Now I gazed upon a lake surrounded by forest. Confused, unsure what I was feeling, I sat on the bank and stared.